Who?
Thomas J. Brown.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I remember him.
Out of Detroit. Democrat. Who's now on the Court of Appeals. He was on it. And, oh, I remember that night I came up and kind of cracked open the door and gave Tom the signal, and he came out to talk to me and how's it going and this and that and so forth. And there were a lot of speeches made. There were some people on the Board of Education who were deathly opposed to all private education. I forget her name. Well, Marilyn Kelly, who's now a judge, was one of the people who was negative. Anita Miller was the one who was absolutely death on private schools and independent schools. She was absolutely opposed to the organization of the law school. But suffice it to say, we got the votes, we got the thing passed, and we got the charter issued, and the charter was issued on...
Did you get five votes out of eight?
Whatever it was, I forget the number.
What you needed.
Yeah, whatever we needed. The charter was issued on June the 19th, 1972. And so I went to see Bob Fisher, and I said, well, now we can use the $15,000. Oh, he said, Bud Stoddard didn't mean to give you $15,000. He just meant that if you go broke and you're $15,000 in the red, we'll make it up. But in the meantime, you have to make it on your own. And so we rented this building, this upstairs of this building, for $100 a month.
Had you begun to get static from the other schools at this point?
No. Other than the static that we got from the other schools in the process of the charter being issued.
Well, was there fierce resistance at that point, or just...
Fairly fierce resistance. As a matter of fact, I seem to remember that one of the people on that committee was Roy Proffitt from the University of Michigan. And I remember it this way, because there's a certain poetic justice or injustice to it. I was told that the committee had voted, and I saw the report, that the committee had voted against issuing a charter to Cooley Law School. The committee said, absolutely not. And here was their reasoning. They said...
Now, this is the committee, not the board, right?
This is the committee of scholars appointed by Porter. I just used his name and I can't... Dick Porter.
John Porter.
This was the committee of scholars, and after much deliberation, et cetera, they came back and said, what Judge Brennan proposes to do is valid. If he does what he says he's going to do, it will be perfectly fine and legitimate. However, we don't think it's feasible. It won't work. It won't fly. It's a bumblebee. The wings aren't big enough. It won't work. And therefore, we recommend that no charter be issued because it is not a feasible proposition. That's when I became angry. And I wrote a blistering letter, which I cannot find. It's gone. It's lost in my archives. But I wrote a very strong letter to John Porter. And I think, I recall that the thing was made public and that, in fact, there was something in the press about it. But I said, it's nobody's damn business whether it's feasible or not, except those of us who are involved in the enterprise. We are the ones risking our reputations and our time and our energy and our resources to create this institution. If it isn't feasible, if it won't work, it will be our failure and nobody's business but our own. Moreover, I said, this whole business of a committee of scholars appointed for representatives of the other law schools to decide whether we should be allowed to exercise our constitutional right to form an educational organization is ludicrous. It's a conflict of interest to have those people sitting in judgment on whether... It would be like having to ask every dairy in town as to whether you can start a dairy, you know, or whatever. So Roy Proffitt blew his stack. Roy is a wonderful man with high integrity, etc., etc., who would never occur to him that he might have a conflict of interest or that he might do anything wrong. And I'm sure in his whole career, nobody ever said, publicly at least, that he did anything wrong. And he didn't take to it very kindly, and he wrote me a blistering letter. I can't find that either. I know it was written. And but he insisted that there was nothing improper at all about the committee's decision or the committee's deliberations or anything else. But anyway, it was in against that background that we had this meeting of the Board of Education where Tommy Brennan went to work for us and O'Neill and the others backed us up and managed to get the thing passed. But it was a very tense and a very controversial thing at that point in time.